Hello and welcome back to This Week in Game Ball. It is January. I'm looking at snow on the ground. I'm cold. I'm a little congested. If you live in a cold weather state in the Midwest like I do, you know the kind of winter months we're in right now, and it's a little bit tough to get through. But hope springs eternal because baseball will be back next month. We'll have pitchers and catchers reporting before too long. We'll start to see some of the videos and pictures from out in Arizona and in Florida of teams reporting, and we'll have just the sound and the vibes of baseball back before too long. So if you're like me, we can get through this because baseball is on the horizon. So I'm super excited about that. I hope you are as well. First thing I wanted to mention is this hat I'm wearing. So this is part of the Game Ball Goods collection. And if you go to shop.gameball.fun, you can check out the collection right now. There's actually a new hat that just dropped as well. So some merch on there, and there will be more merch dropping soon. So definitely check that out. For this episode on This Week in Game Ball, I wanted to kind of take a look at what we call the baseball aesthetic. Some of the kind of nerdy stats, some of the metrics, some of the fun things and unique things about the baseball stats specifically. So that's what I'm going to talk about on this episode. So it's going to be a lot of numbers. It's going to be a lot of data. But, you know, if you're kind of like me and love the nerdy side of baseball and the stat side of this, I think you'll enjoy this. And if you're not, then maybe you'll start to enjoy some of this, because I think this is what makes baseball so unique, is that the stats play such a huge role. And I know, obviously, with all sports, stats and data really kind of are a huge part of it. But baseball, there's just a little extra step in the stats and the nerdy kind of numbers component behind that. So it's going to be a lot of numbers, but it was fun to kind of do the research on this, and it's fun to talk about it. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope this kind of gets you through those cold days of winter as we wait spring training coming soon. So first thing I wanted to take a look at is the total number of runs that were scored in baseball last year. So this is just looking at regular season totals, but the total number of runs for all 30 teams across baseball last season was 21,343 total runs scored. The Arizona Diamondbacks were the team in baseball last year that scored the most number of runs. They scored 886 total runs on the season. There were three teams in baseball last year who had 800 or more runs scored. Obviously, the Arizona Diamondbacks were one of those teams, and the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. So that makes sense with the Dodgers and the Yankees being the teams that probably had, you know, from start to finish, the best overall season last year, and obviously the teams that played in the World Series. A little interesting with Arizona, which I'll come back to in just a minute. There were 12 teams that had 700 to 799 total runs on the season. That was the Orioles, the Phillies, the Brewers, the Mets, the Padres, the Red Sox, the Twins, the Astros, the Cubs, the Royals, the Guardians, and the Braves. And then there were 14 teams who scored between 600 and 699 total runs on the season. Those were the Reds, the Giants, the Rangers, the Tigers, the Rockies, the Mariners, the Cardinals, the Blue Jays, the Pirates, the Nationals, the A's, the Marlins, the Angels, and the Rays. And there was only one team in baseball last year who scored between 500 and 599 runs, and that was the Chicago White Sox, who only scored 507 total runs on the season last year. The Chicago White Sox also had the largest distance between where they ranked in baseball. So they had 507 total runs, and they were 97 total runs behind the 29th ranked team, which was the Tampa Bay Rays. they were 204 runs behind the league average. So the league average was at 711 for the average of the 30 teams. They were 204 behind that. Back to Arizona. So interesting here with Arizona is that, you know, they had the most runs in the regular season in baseball with 886. However, they did not make the playoffs. They were 44 runs more than the Los Angeles Dodgers. Obviously, the Dodgers made the playoffs and won the World Series, but they scored 44 more runs in that regular season than the Dodgers without making the playoffs. The Atlanta Braves, they scored 704 runs last season, and that was 182 runs scored behind that Arizona Diamondbacks team, who obviously led baseball last year, but Arizona did not make the postseason, and the Atlanta Braves did make the postseason. I think there was actually two teams in the top 10 who did not make the postseason. So the rest of those 8 out of 10 made the postseason. So kind of an interesting stat there for the Diamondbacks. Scored a lot of runs during the season, but did not necessarily lead to them having making the postseason in baseball last year. Looking at total hits on the season. So there were 39,823 total hits last season. The San Diego Padres led baseball with the most hits at 1,456 total hits. The average across all 30 teams was a little bit lower at 1,327, and the Chicago White Sox were the team that had the least number of hits at 1,187 total hits. The percentage of hits out of all at-bats, so looking at the total at-bats that were taken versus the number of hits, the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks had the highest percentage of at-bats ending in a hit. They were at 26.3% with the Padres and Diamondbacks. And then the lowest hit percentage, so the lowest successful conversion of at-bats to hits, was the Chicago White Sox at 22.1% of all their at-bats ending in a hit. Of the 39,823 total hits, that was out of 163,687 total at-bats. So I'll reference that 163,687 total at-bats later on, but that's where percentage of at-bats with hits comes in. So again, 39,823 total hits for all 30 teams last season. Out of that 163,687 total at-bats. So bringing the total percentage to 24.3% of all at-bats for all 30 teams last season ended in a hit in those at-bats. Kind of diving more deep into the hits, looking at doubles, there were 7,771 total doubles on the season last year, and out of that 39,823 total hits, that brought the percentage of doubles out of hits, so out of all the hits that there were doubles, was 19.5% of all hits were doubles last season. The MLB average for the teams was at 259. The Boston Red Sox led baseball last season in doubles with a total of 311. There were actually only two teams last season that had 300 or more total doubles on the season. Obviously, like I mentioned, the Boston Red Sox led baseball at 311, and then the Minnesota Twins were very close behind at 309. Every other team in baseball, so at all other 28 teams in baseball, they just had 220 or less. The third place team was the Texas Rangers, who had 220 doubles on the season. So a pretty big difference there between the top two teams and the third ranking team. So Boston 311 doubles and the Twins 309, and then a big gap between the Minnesota Twins at 309 and the Texas Rangers at 220 doubles. The highest percentage of doubles out of their hits for the teams was the Minnesota Twins, who had a 22.9% of every time there was a hit, it was a double, which led baseball last season. And the lowest percentage of hits, kind of interesting here, the lowest percentage of hits being a double was the Texas Rangers, who had a 16.9% of all of their hits being a double. So they were the third ranked team in baseball with total number of doubles, but the lowest percentage of their hits being a double last season. So kind of an interesting stat there with that. Looking at triples, so obviously the number's going to drop significantly here. Last season, there was 697 total triples across all 30 teams, and out of that 39,823 total hits, that brought the percentage of triples hit at 1.8% of all hits last season being a triple. The MLB average last season per teams was 23, and the Detroit Tigers led baseball last season with a total number of 47 triples, and 3.7% of their hits were a triple. So across baseball is 1.8% of all hits, but as a team, Detroit, a pretty significant margin there of increase of 3.7 of their hits were triples, so they had a total of 47. And the team with the fewest number of triples was, again, the Chicago White Sox, who only had 9 triples on the season last year. And they were the only team that had single digits in triples. Every other team had 10 or more. And the Chicago White Sox percentage of doubles hit was at 0.8% of all of their hits ending in a triple last season. Looking at home runs, there were 5,453 total home runs last season. So again, looking at that overall 39,823 total number of hits, 5,453 of those were home runs, bringing the percentage to 13.7% of all hits last season were a home run across all 30 teams. The MLB average was at 182. The New York Yankees led baseball last season with a total number of 237 total home runs, and the Chicago White Sox had the fewest number of home runs last season at 133. There were 6 teams who had 200 or more total home runs last season. The New York Yankees, obviously, because they led baseball, but the Baltimore Orioles, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Atlanta Braves, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the New York Mets were the only 6 teams to have 200 or more total home runs last season. The highest percentage of their hits being ending in a home run was, again, the New York Yankees, who averaged 17.5% of all of their hits ending in a home run. And the lowest percentage of home runs hit out of their hits was the Washington Nationals, who hit 10.3% of all of their hits ending in a home run. So league average is right around 13.7. So significant increase for the New York Yankees at 17.5, which made sense. They had a successful season. Obviously, that translated again to the postseason as well. Taking a look at RBIs, there were 20,379 total RBIs on the season last year. Once again, the Arizona Diamondbacks led baseball with 845 total RBIs, and the Chicago White Sox had the fewest number of RBIs at 485. Looking at walks, there were 14,929 total walks. Out of that 163,687 total at-bats, that's where this number comes in, for 9.1% of all at-bats last season for all 30 teams ended in that free pass to first base. So 9.1% of all at-bats were a walk. The New York Yankees, probably to no surprise because they were a power-hitting team and a team that was dangerous to pitch against, led baseball with 672 total walks. And the Chicago White Sox are the team with the fewest number of walks at 395. The highest percentage of at-bats ending in a walk was, again, the New York Yankees, who had a 12.3% of all of their at-bats ending in that free pass to first base. And then the Miami Marlins actually were the team that had the lowest percentage of at-bats ending in a walk at 7.3% of their at-bats ending in a walk, also right up there with the Chicago White Sox as well. There were only six teams that had a double-digit percentage of at-bats ending in a walk. That was the Yankees, the Brewers, the Dodgers, the Mariners, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Chicago Cubs. Looking at strikeouts now, so kind of the inverse of what you want. You don't want to have high numbers in this. So there were 41,197 total strikeouts last season. Out of that 163,687 total at-bats, bringing the percentage of all 30 teams to 25.2% of all at-bats last season ending in a strikeout. So a significant increase at-bats ending in a strikeout versus at-bats ending in a walk. So strikeouts was at 25.2%, and then walks were at a 9.1% of all at-bats. The team that had the highest number of strikeouts, and again, this is not a category you want to lead, were the Seattle Mariners, who had 1,625 total strikeouts last season. And the team with the fewest number of strikeouts were the San Diego Padres at 1,077. Seattle was also the team that had the highest percentage of their at-bats ending in a strikeout at 30.5% of all of their at-bats ending in a strikeout, so well above the league average there. And then about a third of the time, you know, a little less than a third of the time they had an at-bat, it was ending in a strikeout. The San Diego Padres led baseball with the lowest percentage of at-bats ending in a strikeout at 19.5% of those at-bats. The number of strikeouts, or the average strikeouts per game, the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies were the only two teams to average double-digit strikeouts per game. So they averaged right around 10 strikeouts per game. And then, obviously, no surprise, they did not strike out a lot, and they led baseball with the fewest number of strikeouts. The San Diego Padres only averaged 6.6 strikeouts per game last season. Looking at stolen bases here, so there were 3,617 total successful stolen bases last season out of 4,578 total stolen base opportunities. That brought the successful stolen base rate out of the opportunities to around 79% of all times there was a stolen base opportunity that it was successful. The Washington Nationals led baseball last season with a total number of 223 total stolen bases, and the Minnesota Twins had the fewest number of stolen bases at 65. So from the top team to the bottom team there, quite a bit significance of stolen bases that took place. There were three teams who had 200 or more total successful stolen bases last season: the Washington Nationals, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Cincinnati Reds. There were 14 teams who averaged or who had between 100 and 199 total stolen bases. That was the Tampa Bay Rays, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Cleveland Guardians, the Boston Red Sox, the Chicago Cubs, Seattle Mariners, Los Angeles Dodgers, Kansas City Royals, LA Angels, Miami Marlins, San Diego Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks, Pittsburgh Pirates, and the New York Mets. There were four teams The top four teams that had the highest number of stolen base opportunities were the Washington Nationals at 296 total opportunities, the Milwaukee Brewers at 259, the Cincinnati Reds at 252, and the Tampa Bay Rays at 231. And then looking at teams that had the fewest number of opportunities was the Minnesota Twins at 88 total opportunities, Toronto Blue Jays also at 88 opportunities, Atlanta Braves at 89, and the San Francisco Giants at 90 total opportunities. So looking at the opportunities with the success rate, the Los Angeles Dodgers had the highest percentage of successful stolen bases on opportunities. They had 159 total opportunities to steal a base. They were successful on 136 of those, and they were caught stealing on 23 of those. So 136 out of 159 total attempts were successful, bringing that percentage to 85.5% of their stolen base opportunities being successful. And the team with the fewest or with the lowest percentage of successful rate was their neighbors across town at the Los Angeles Angels. They had 183 total opportunities. They were successful on 133 of those, caught stealing on 50 of those. So 133 successful out of 183, bringing their percentage to 72.7% of their success rate, which was the fewest in baseball last season. So looking at stolen bases real quick, you know, it didn't totally translate for successful. Obviously, looking at Washington Nationals having the most opportunities and successes at stolen bases did not really, you know, lead into the postseason. The only team out of the top four that had the opportunities were the Milwaukee Brewers, the Nationals, the Reds, and the Rays. You know, stole a lot of bases and had a lot of opportunities, but it didn't translate necessarily to successful in making the postseason. And then teams that did not steal a ton, the Minnesota Twins and the Atlanta Braves, both made the postseason, who only had 88 and 89 total opportunities between those two teams. Looking at league average, it was at 243 last season. The San Diego Padres led baseball with a team average of 263, and the Chicago White Sox had the lowest average in baseball this season at 221. So a lot of these numbers, you know, kind of make sense. And with baseball, you can't just look at offensive stats because, you know, there is a lot that goes into the success of a team offensively and defensively and pitching and a lot of those factors. So while some stats made sense of, okay, well, the New York Yankees hit a lot of home runs, so they had a lot of success. You know, other stats, or the White Sox, you know, having a really bad season last year, you know, kind of had the fewest number of stats and kind of were the least offensive production team for a lot of these stats last season. That makes sense for how the season went with them. But we will also look at pitching and defensive stats next week and kind of tie it into, okay, well, these teams had a positive offensive, or, you know, they weren't as strong defensively or pitching, or vice versa, and see how that tells more of a story of success or failure in that regular season. But overall, I think it's kind of interesting to look through some of these stats and to kind of think about, you know, out of total at-bats, how many were doubles and home runs and triples. And then it does tell a story of kind of how successful or unsuccessful teams were last season. You know, unfortunately, a lot of these stats, like I mentioned, were the Chicago White Sox, but, you know, they had a tough season last year, really hoping that they can turn it around. I'm not a huge White Sox fan, but I don't mind them, and I think it's good when they're good in baseball. And then a couple of these stats, interesting with the Arizona Diamondbacks having a lot of success, but not translating to that postseason success or reaching the postseason. But again, we'll tie a bow on this next time when we look at defensive and pitching stats in there. So again, hope this kind of, you know, just kind of gets you a little bit more excited for baseball on the horizon. And we will take a look again at that other metrics next time on This Week in Game Ball. But for now, we're going to make it through. Before too long, baseball will be back. So thank you for joining in, and we will see you next time.